Jason, welcome.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just to let our listeners know, you were our summer student in the summer of 2019.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of being one of your trusted summer students that summer after my first year at university at Queens.
And what were you studying at Queens at the time?
So Queens is this kind of cool thing for art sci. You don't really get to pick your major in your first year. So I was kind of figuring out if I want to go the law route. So I was currently, I think in my first year, I was in PPE, which is politics, philosophy, economics. Ultimately switched that my second year to global development studies.
And what did you decide about law?
I mean, I did have a very fun time working here, but I decided that law probably wasn't the route I wanted to pursue, although I had a fun time.
Okay. And why did you not want to pursue it?
I quite like the advocacy part of it. Being able to help people in need was something that I always prided myself on and something that I really found rewarding in the law sector. But it's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of sitting at a desk and drafting stuff. Although you get to, you know, go to the courthouse and stuff like that.
But not anymore.
Yeah.
Now we're all virtual. And don't think it's going back. Yeah. So since the pandemic, everything is on Zoom.
Okay,
and it's actually more painful because you just sit here. The benefit is you don't have to commute. So you're not running around to different courts and losing time.
Oh, that's good.
You're not sitting around a court waiting for them to reach you. You can actually do work in the office.
Nice.
The problem is that you're sitting by yourself and you're not hanging out with, you know, other lawyers chit-chatting about whatever, which was kind of the fun part.
Yeah.
So they just kind of left us with the law.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah, right. So you said you were at Queens and you also have a special talent.
Special talent.
What were you doing at Queens?
I've been quite fortunate. I've been a football player since, I want to say, the sixth grade, so probably around 12, 13. And I always use sports as a way to further my education. So first, you know, getting into a sports high school and then being able to go to Pennsylvania and play at a prep high school for 2 years. And then ultimately getting a scholarship to play at Queens, which is one of the most prestigious schools you can go to. You would know yourself.
That's right. I went to Queens Law. And I agree. It is one of the most prestigious schools. Great experience.
School. Great school.
Yeah. You still have friends from there?
Oh, yeah.
Keep friends for life, right?
Yeah, all over the place. I got people up in Nipigon, people in BC, Ottawa, East Coast, West Coast, all over the place. It's a big community.
One of the best things about Queens, because you are forced to be with each other
100%.
Or you're stuck with other people
it's
in
one
the
of
town.
Those, yeah. It's one of those true universities that are really run by the students. Like in the summer, you can kind of see the city get a little bit quieter. But when school's in session, the nightlife, the beach, everywhere on campus is alive. It's all the students that run the city, which I quite liked.
Yeah, I liked it too. What did you do at my firm?
Yeah, so I got to do a lot of things. I wore a lot of hats. I did a little bit of reception duties. I had to draft a lot of documents. Like you said, I had to go down to the courthouse and serve some of those documents. I had to serve some summons, which was quite interesting. And getting that whole vibe of the 9 to 5, you know, waking up early, taking the GO train downtown.
Wait. Summons. Tell me what you had to do exactly, because I can't recall specifically you doing this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I remember there was a couple of times where I had to go to like a doctor's office or maybe a physio.
I just remembered what it was for.
It was.
We had a trial.
Yes, I believe it was. Yeah.
And it was the wraps. I remember the wraps were in the playoffs and you called in sick.
Yes,
the day after you were conveniently sick.
It was not feeling well.
Yes, I wonder why. it's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
But we had a trial involving an older lady who slipped and fell on ice.
Yes, 100%.
And she'd passed away. And then there was the estate trustee who was representing her. Being her sister, and this was a very older woman with Alzheimer's on top of that. And I recall that right before the trial was ready to start, do you remember the key piece of evidence that we got?
Yeah, we got the police call, I believe.
It was the 911 call.
Yeah.
And because the other side was saying they didn't believe there was ice.
No.
And we got our hands on the 911 call, the audio portion.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it a couple of days beforehand because we had a little in.
Yeah.
Should we tell them?
Tell them. My father used to work in EMS and he's a quite popular guy. So he had some friends and able to pull some strings and asked around and the guys who are willing to bend over backwards for him. So we got that evidence in, which was quite helpful, I would say.
Yeah, that's how we settled the case,
yeah,
actually. So we got that audio call last minute.
Mm-hmm.
The other side was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer had to settle. He said to me, he goes, don't tell anyone that I settled with you like this at the eve of trial, because it'll ruin my reputation of being a hard ass. Mm-hmm. And I was just beaming. And that was thanks to you and your dad. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I talked to your dad about that. But
I think so. Probably briefly.
Probably. But that was a key piece of evidence. Always willing to help. Oh, and so what it was is the audio proved that there was ice, because it was an independent witness saying, she fell on ice. She fell on ice. Yeah. It's horrible out here. The conditions are horrible. Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And that was how we won the case. Mm-hmm. And that's why you were doing the summons. You were getting all the witnesses in line for trial.
Yeah, I remember I had to help organize that thick trial binder and make sure everything was in the correct place. So that was a little bit fun too, organizing that, color coding all the pages and stuff like that.
Yeah, especially me, because that's how I think, like my color coded calendar and all the sticky notes. Yeah. And so now we don't even use paper. Mm-hmm. Everything is digitized.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of scanning of those documents to get them digitized.
That's That's right, because we were converting over at the time.
Great.
So
it's great.
Just so you know, if you have any spare time, we're still in the process.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I might have every now and then, but I might be busy that day too.
Oh yeah, so we'll see. Oh yeah, you might call in sick again. So tell me, what did you enjoy about being at the firm?
Yeah, I think one of the greatest things was the advocacy part, and that reward of seeing the smile on a family's face because we got a settlement, for example. Being that person that, they were in a position where they needed help and we were able to give them that help. And I see that reward and in a full cycle was something that kept bringing me back. Obviously, waking up in the morning kind of sucked, but that was definitely something that kept me coming back.
Shocker. Mm-hmm. Adulthood.
Yeah, adulting is not as fun as people make it out to seem.
Well, I think there's fun aspects, but we digress. Okay, tell me things you didn't like about working at the firm, or things that surprised you, aside from waking up early.
Mm-hmm. Things that surprised me, it was like one of my first kind of real jobs, in the sense that I didn't know how to fax, I didn't know how to send mail or anything like that. So just like those kind of little things that you kind of see in the movies, you see on suits, you see on TV, but you don't really know how to do it. So I had to learn all those softwares, how to do stuff and send it correctly, especially with a lot of compliance stuff. So that was something that I definitely learned. Something I didn't like, the scanning of documents was not the most fun, I'll have to say. Sitting in the back and just grinding those out. Obviously, it was good for a good cause, but it was not the most fun, engaging thing, I'd say.
No one really likes scanning. It had to be done. Yeah. But believe it or not, I always tell people, I understandably do not like scanning, mm-hmm. but it's so critical that those documents are in the right place. 100%. Because if they're not put in the right place, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Like, it's negligence on our part. We can't 100%. Find anything. And you also pick up a lot, I think, in terms of the documents you're looking at. Yeah, like, 100%. You've never seen these documents
before.
No,
yeah, I get to read a lot. Like, for me, I've never been one to sit down and, like, read a book from chapter to chapter. But when I was reading a case or reading something, that I was like, oh, this is real life. I could read it for days. It was something that kept me engaged and something that, I mean, if it was a case I was working on, I had to know what was going on. So it was something that kept me intrigued.
Mm-hmm. For sure. No, I understand what you're saying. I feel the same way. Like, there's certain things I read and I'm like, I'm space cadet, because it's not fun. It's not engaging. But when it's a real person, makes it a totally different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that, despite not pursuing law, do you feel that you learned some skills that are transferable, that you can use, that you are using?
100%. Working in a team, reporting to somebody that's higher than you, so through management, that's also something that I've transferred well. So being able to take coaching and teaching and apply it. So, all the skills that you taught me and Mary taught me, stuff that I could apply myself. Being in that 9-to-5 environment, waking up, having that mindset, like, I'm going to get to work a little bit early, set up my day, set up my goals, and kind of triage the work that I need to do. Because sometimes you have an A priority, sometimes you have a B priority. So figuring out, what tasks you need to do, planning it out before the day, and then nailing it out throughout the day. So definitely something that I've been continuing to do, and something I'll do at my next job for sure.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that you learned stuff working here.
100%.
Because we never had like an exit meeting.
No.
Maybe I should start doing that.
Maybe I was here for like the brief summer. It was like the first summer that I wasn't at university, because after that I was back training for football. But I had that one kind of summer where I was able and had that privilege to work with you, so that was fun.
Aww, I did learn thank a lot. You yeah. No, I'm so happy to hear that. But when you have just finished, I don't think that you've had time yet to reflect on what you've really taken away, and it maybe over time you recognize, oh, I did learn a few things.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to hear that's the case. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.